This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
واذكر في الكتاب مريم إذ انتبذت من أهلها مكانا شرقيا.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يوم نحشر المتقين إلى الرحمن وفدا ونسوق المجرمين إلى جهنم وردا. صدق الله العظيم. So yes, we concluded verse 84 in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that don't be hasty in seeking the punishment of the disbelievers. We keep in count of everything. And of course, that's a message to us as well, that everything is recorded. We will not live beyond our point by a second, nor die prior to it. And we need to value every moment. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah said, "Sahibtu Sufiya, falam antafi' minhum illa bikalimatayn." I lived with great mystics and erudite scholars and great learned people, and I can narrow all my learning experiences to two things. Number one, al-waqtu sayfun qata'aka. قَطَعْتَهُ أَوْ قَطَعَكْ. Time is a sword. Either it cuts through you or you cut through it. And number two, nafs, yourself. شَغَلْتَهَا بِالْحَقِّ أَوْ شَغَلَتْكَ بِالْبَاطِلِ. Either you dictate to yourself what you will do, or then you succumb to its dictates. It's one of two. Either you're going to get up and say, I'm going to be reciting Quran, I will rise at Fajr, or I'll rise earlier than Fajr and perform tahajjud, or then your nafs will dictate to you and then you'll just be a dummy and this will ride you. And unfortunately, that has become the condition. أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have you seen the one who has made his base desires his God, his deity? Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma said, just as objects and isms and deities were worshipped besides Allah, people have also been worshipping their base desires, just their base desires. And remember, this is evil, this is evil. And hence you see, there is no limit to the extent of evil and vice that happens. May Allah protect us. Okay, so we move on. Verse 85. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now describes Qiyamah. And Allah makes this comparison. يَوْمَ نَحْشُرُ الْمُتَّقِينَ إِلَى الرَّحْمَنِ وَفْدًا. So what is Qiyamah? يَوْمَ that day. نَحْشُرُ الْمُتَّقِينَ. We will assemble. We will assemble muttaqeen, those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِلَى الرَّحْمَنِ, to Allah. وَفْدًا, as a delegation in the court of the Almighty. So in the preceding verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking of mujrimeen, the criminal, as the disbeliever. Hence the contrast here of muttaqeen will not be the istilahi expression, will not be the academic, but rather your muttaqeen will refer to the believer, will refer to the believer. And remember, every believer is a muttaqeen, because ittaqa yattaqi ittaqa literally means to avoid, to abstain. And by abstaining from shirk and disbelief, you have entered into the arena of being a muttaqi. And then, of course, if you abstain from the forbidden, then that's a greater level of taqwa. And then you abstain from the shubuhat, from the doubtful things in which you preserve your deen. فَمَنِ اتَّقَ الشُّبُهَاتِ فَقَدْ اسْتَبْرَأَ لِدِينِهِ وَعِرْضِ. You preserve your honor and your faith, and that's a higher level of taqwa. And then we refer to it as wara, a mutawarri', a person who abstains from all doubtful things, etc. يَوْمَ نَحْشُرُ الْمُتَّقِينَ إِلَى الرَّحْمَنِ وَفْدًا. On that day, يَوْمَ مَفْعُول فِي, right? On that day, نَحْشُر, we will resurrect. الْمُتَّقِينَ, the believers, the pious. إِلَى الرَّحْمَنِ, they will come before Allah. وَفْدًا, in a delegation, the plural wufud. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah has given great context and detail, and I read it myself personally, where he speaks about the different conveyances and the modes of transport and the horses, etc., in which the pious will be assembled, gathered, ushered in. So when there's delegates in this world, and the delegates of two countries, and there's diplomatic ties, and it's a state visit, and then there's a red carpet, and then there is the army comes to receive, and there is this acknowledgement, and there's this whole hype around it. And this is just material, world, transitory, temporary. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is inviting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invited the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the night of Isra and Mi'raj, right? Isra means to travel by night, while Mi'raj literally is Ismu Ala, which means a ladder. The journey from Mecca to Masjid al-Aqsa academically is referred to as Isra, and the journey from Aqsa to the heavens and beyond is known as Mi'raj. And at times the word Isra is referred to the entire tale, or the word Mi'raj is used for the entire tale. That's what the Ahlul Lughah have spoken about, the grammarians and the philologists and those who dissect the details of the language. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send the Buraq and send this divine conveyance. يَوْمَ نَحْشُرُ الْمُتَّقِينَ When the pious will be assembled, they will be gathered, إِلَى الرَّحْمَانِ, and they will come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wafdan as a delegation. And contrast that with the consequences of the criminals. May Allah protect us from the latter category and make us from the former. So in verse 86, Allah says, وَنَسُوقُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ وِرْدًا, and we will drive and drag the criminals to hell thirsty. So saqa yasuqu, we will drive them, we will drag them. Wa nasuqu al-mujrimin ila jahannama wirda. Wirda meaning thirsty, just like thirsty animals are driven to water. Walamma waradama amadyan. So wurud referring to thirst, they're going to be coming in thirsty, humiliated, disgraced, and of course they will be shackled, etc. And with great disgrace and humiliation, a person who is, shackled, incarcerated, found guilty, how he would be taken. And a person who is having an inauguration or a graduation, how he would be honored, privileged, etc. وَنَسُوقُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ إِلَىٰ جَهَنَّمَ وِرْدًا, verse 86. And they will be taken, they would be driven, the criminals, to hell, in great thirst. The thirst will be so much, Allah protect us. And you know, my brother, and you understand, my sister, not only in the month of Ramadan, but at times when you're extremely thirsty and you're desperate for a chilled drink, and you walk into a shop and you say, can I have a chilled drink? And I'm looking for a fizzy drink or a juice or chilled water. And if somebody cannot offer you something chilled, you're like, no, it's fine. I need something chilled. Right, I for one find difficulty on a hot day having a warm drink, and then the thirst becomes unbearable, and when it becomes unbearable, you resort to whatever is offered to you, even if it is warm water, even if it's hot water. Why? Because the thirst is simply unbearable. يَتَجَرَّعُهُ وَلَا يَكَادُ يُسِيغُهُ وَيَأْتِيهِ الْمَوْتُ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ وَمَا هُوَ بِمَيِّتٍ وَسُقُوا مَاءً حَمِيمًا. And they will be given boiling hot water. Hamim. Hamim in Arabic, there's a whole breakdown to this word. Could refer to a very close friend. مَا لَنَا مِنْ شَافِعِينَ وَلَا صَدِيقٍ حَمِيمٍ. And Hamim could also refer to boiling water. Of course, the plural of both would differ. I don't want to go into those academics. Suquma and Hamima, they would be given boiling hot water to drink. فَقَطَّعَ أَمْعَاءَهُمْ, it will break up their intestines. It will break up their intestines. And you know, they will pass it through their back passage, etc. They will have no choice but to drink it. هَذَا نُزُلُهُمْ يَوْمَ الدِّينِ. This is how they would be honored on the day of Qiyamah. Because فَشَارِبُونَ شُرْبَ الْهِيمِ, فَشَارِبُونَ شُرْبَ الْهِيمِ, they will drink like how thirsty camels will drink. They will drink like how thirsty camels. But that water will do more harm to them than any benefit. لَا يُسْمِنُ وَلَا يُغْنِي مِنْ جُوعٍ. The شَجَرَةُ الزَّقُومِ that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in Surah Safat. طَلْعُهَا كَأَنَّهُ رُؤُوسُ الشَّيَاطِينِ, which would look like the head of the devil. And yet the scholars say the tashbih is in its karahiyat, in its dislike. It would be so unpleasant. It would come from hell. And فَإِنَّهُمْ لَآكِلُونَ مِنْهَا فَمَالِئُونَ مِنْهَا الْبُطُونَ, they will eat from it, but that won't be food. ذُقْ, it would be sent to them. Taste, taste, indulge. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْكَرِيمُ. You claim to be the very honorable. Well, this is your abode. إِنَّ هَذَا مَا كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تَمْتَرُونَ. This is what you were doubting and this is what you were denying. May Allah protect us. Scary, scary, scary. لَا خَيْرَ فِي لَذَّةٍ مِنْ بَعْدِهَا النَّارُ. The poet said, there is no pleasure in indulging in anything, the consequences of which is this hell. Okay, so that's the difference between the pious and the criminals. That's verse 84, 85. Or rather, verse 85 and 86. In verse 87, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا يَمْلِكُونَ الشَّفَاعَةَ إِلَّا مَنِ اتَّخَذَ عِنْدَ الرَّحْمَنِ عَهْدًا. لَا يَمْلِكُونَ الشَّفَاعَةَ. They will not have any access to intercession. So they will not be able to intercede, there's a mention in Tafsir al-Sawi, nor will anyone intercede for them. So remember in Fathul Bari, the whole write-up is mentioned. I've seen the reference to it under this ayah in Tafsir al-Uthmani. عَسَىٰ أَن يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. That Allah will elevate you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to the praise, the platform. And then the shafa'at kubra and the different types of intercession. One will be the supreme intercession that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam will make for everybody who will assemble on the plains, and that's the entire creation, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to commence the accountability. And then of course there will be the other levels of intercession that will take place. May Allah make us amongst those fortunate people who will be privileged with the intercession of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Amongst the ways through which we can do it is after the adhan has been called out, then to recite salawat on the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then to read the dua, Allahumma rabba hadhihi da'wati tammah, till the end, and then to send salawat and salutations upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and of course to follow up by the performance of the prayer, and not to suffice by the sheer recitation of answering the dua verbally and being deficient practically and physically. But the one who will diligently recite the dua, then he would hopefully qualify for the intercession of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How often in this world, no, I have a contact, speak to my contact, oh, don't worry, I'll get you the job, I'll secure you the interview, I will facilitate the visa, I will get you a ticket, I will arrange this year. Imagine the intercession of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Verse 87, لا يملكون الشفاعة. They will not receive permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for any intercession. إلا but من اتخذ عند الرحمن عهدا. The one who will have an agreement with Allah. إلا يَا would of course be مستثنى منقطع. But the one who had an agreement with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning the believers, amongst the believers would be the anbiya who would qualify the most. And then of course the sulaha, and then the shuhada, and then the hufaz, etc. According to the different categories. And remember my brother and my sister, as much as via the intercession, so many people will attain Jannah. In essence, the shafa'a is just a different expression of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ultimately, the matter rests with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will use the shafa'a, and through that, so many people will be privileged and honored. But ultimately, it is the will and the decree of Allah. لا يشفعون إلا لمن ارتضى. لا يشفعون إلا لمن ارتضى. من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه. And who can intercede before Allah but through his consent? So nobody has an independent authority that he can override it. Yes, when Allah says that the malaika or the anbiya or the sulaha will intercede, then accordingly, respectively, they will intercede, and then so many people would be rescued. But like I said, this is nothing but the grace, the kindness, the boon, the benevolence and the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا يملكون الشفاعة إلا من اتخذ عند الرحمن عهدا. So the criminals will be driven like thirsty cattle. They will not intercede, of course, nor can anyone intercede for them. Only the one who has an agreement with Allah, meaning he died with iman and he qualified according to the different categories made mention of in the hadith. Verse 88, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the monstrous and preposterous utterance of the disbelievers. وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَلَدًا. And they, the disbelievers, said that Ar-Rahman has taken a child. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a child. Now, this is just outrageous. This is just outrageous. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about how the creation of Allah is livid by the statement. How evil, how wicked, how monstrous, how nasty this utterance is. وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَانُ وَلَدًا. And they made this claim and this utterance and the statement that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has repeatedly refuted this here. لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ صَاحِبًا. Allah doesn't have a spouse. Allah doesn't need a spouse. Allah doesn't have children. Allah doesn't need children. قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ لِلرَّحْمَانِ وَلَدٌ فَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْعَابِدِينَ. Say unto them, if Allah had children, I would have been the first to accept it. But of course, Allah doesn't have. لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. There is no equal to Allah. There is no rival to Allah. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. There is no one like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تَعَالَى عَمَّا يَقُولُونَ عُلُوًا كَبِيرًا. Allah is exalted way above what they blurt and utter. So what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say here in verse 89? لَقَدْ جِئْتُمْ شَيْئًا إِدَّا. Surely you have said something grave, monstrous, evil. In Surah Al-Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَبُرَتْ كَلِمَةً كَبُرَتْ كَلِمَةً تَخْرُجُ مِنْ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ إِن يَقُولُونَ إِلَّا كَذِبًا. Monstrous indeed, wicked indeed, nasty indeed is the statement that they blurt. إِن يَقُولُونَ إِلَّا كَذِبًا. This is nothing but a lie. This is nothing but a lie. How dare you ascribe children and partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ عُزَيْرٌ إِبْنُ اللَّهِ وَقَالَتِ النَّصَارَى الْمَسِيحُ إِبْنُ اللَّهِ. Some were those who said that the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ are the children of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then others used to have this belief that the Malaika are the daughters of Allah. أَصْطَفَ الْبَنَاتِ عَلَى الْبَنِينَ مَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ لَيُسَمُّونَ الْمَلَائِكَةَ تَسْمِيَةَ الْأُنْثَى وَمَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ إِنْ يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنَّ وَإِنَّ الظَّنَّ لَا يُغْنِي مِنَ الْحَقِّ شَيْئًا. In Surah An-Najm, Allah says, those who do not believe in Allah, they suggest and allege and claim that the Malaika are the daughters of Allah. They are females. مَا لَهُمْ بِذَلِكَ مِنْ عِلْمٍ. They have no proof to this. إِنْ يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنَّ. I assume, I feel, I think, I thought, I this is my understanding. وَإِنَّ الظَّنَّ لَا يُغْنِي مِنَ الْحَقِّ شَيْئًا. Your assumption doesn't avail before the truth in any way. In verse 90, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the reaction of this evil statement. تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتُ يَتَفَطَّرْنَ تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتُ يَتَفَطَّرْنَ مِنْهُ وَتَنْشَقُّ الْأَرْضُ. The heavens might just split asunder. تَكَادُ كَادَ يَكَادُ حَرْفِ مُقَارَبَةً. Close to, on the verge, perhaps. It might just happen. تَكَادُ. تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتُ مُؤَنَّذْ غَائِبُ. The skies want to just split. تَفَطَّرَ يَتَفَطَّرُ إِذَا السَّمَاءٌ فَطَرَتْ. الْإِنْفِطَارُ. The skies just want to split. وَتَنْشَقُّ الْأَرْضُ. And the earth may just cleave open. وَتَخِرُّ الْجِبَالُ هَدَّا. And the mountains may just crash into pieces. That's the reaction of the creation of the Almighty over this monstrous utterance of man when they ascribe partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is Ahad, He is One, He is Samad. Everybody is in need of Him. And no, everybody is in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah does not need anyone. That's not a commentary, that's a translation, by the way. If you look at the word in English, self-sufficient or independent, it only gives off half the meaning, that the person doesn't need anyone. But the word samad has two meanings. It means everybody needs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it also means that Allah does not need anyone. Allah does not need anyone. وَتَنْشَقُّ الْأَرْضُ. And the earth wants to split. وَتَخِرُّ الْجِبَالُ هَدَّا. And the mountains want to crash into pieces. Verse 91, very short verses following here. أَنْ دَعَوْا لِلرَّحْمَانِ وَلَدًا, simply because they ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is so evil that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the earth wants to collapse. But as Allah says, يُمْسِكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ أَنْ تَزُولَ, it is Allah that has kept the sky intact. وَلَئِنْ زَالَتَا إِنْ أَمْسَكَهُمَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِّنْ بَعْدِ, and when the time of Qiyamah comes, surely Allah will cause it to collapse. فَهِيَ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَاهِيَ, then at that time the skies will be weak and feeble, because that is the time Allah will then decide to dismantle the entire creation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this year. In fact, I'll end with the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which he says, nobody is more kind and tolerant than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَدْعُونَ لَهُ الْوَلَدْ ثُمَّ يُعَافِيهِمْ وَيَرْزُقُهُمْ, that man has the audacity to say that Allah has children, which is a lie, which is a fabrication, which is totally incorrect. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still sustains that creation. And each one of us can look into our own lives, how much we disobey Allah, yet Allah doesn't deny us sleep, Allah doesn't deny us air, Allah doesn't deny us the bounties that He has given us. The minimum gratitude we owe to Allah is not to use His bounties in His disobedience.